Lecture 12 Teaching Prep, Part 3, Labyrinth Intuition, iSpots, Plants, Synthesis, and the Project TPS. Welcome back. You are about 28 minutes in. The cell rules block has landed. The students have seen real cells migrating, the local rules they follow, and the pattern that emerges. Now you take them through the Labyrinth Intuition, the body size scaling rule, the alternative pre-pattern logic, the plant contrast, and the synthesis. Then the project TPS and the close. This block is about 30 minutes of class time. Pace yourself. Slide 16 is what Turing patterns actually look like. The reaction diffusion simulation video on the left, the labyrinth intuition text on the right. 2 minutes, 30 seconds. Hit play. Let the labyrinth pattern run for 10 seconds in silence. Then walk the intuition column on the right. Every white wiggle is a high activator pocket, a region of cells locked into one state. Around each wiggle, a faster spreading inhibitor keeps neighbors at bay. Three local rules produce the labyrinth. Activator self-promotes, so wiggle tips can extend. Inhibitor diffuses faster, so wiggles can't merge. Tips bend away from other tips, so the wiggles snake and branch instead of straightening into stripes. Pause. Then deliver the parameter knob lesson. Tweak the diffusion ratio. Ratio up, stripes. Middle, labyrinth. Ratio down, spots. Same equations, three different patterns. Pause. Then the synthesis line. No map, no designer, just chemistry. That is the entire claim of self-organization. Pattern emerges from local rules running on physical fields. Total time 2.5 minutes. The day 2 forecast is important. Tell students, this exact labyrinth zone is where every spotted by inverse spotted hybrid lands in salmonid fish. Cross a parent at one end of parameter space with a parent at the other end. The F1 sits in the labyrinth zone in between. We will see it Tuesday. That is your bridge to LEC-13's Miyazawa pattern blending. Slide 17 is Murray's scaling rule. Why don't elephants have stripes? 2 minutes. This is a teaser for LEC-13's deeper Murray treatment. Walk left to right. Mouse, uniform, body too small for one wavelength. Cheetah, spots. Leopard, rosettes. Tiger, stripes. Elephant, uniform, too large, instability damps. Same Turing equation. Body size is the boundary condition. That is the entire slide. Drop the bonus fact if you have time. Spotted cats can have striped tails, but striped cats never have spotted tails. Cheetahs have stripes on the tail tip. Tigers don't have spots. The model predicts this. At the small diameter of a tail, the same activator-inhibitor dynamics produce stripes by default. That observation is 40 years old, and the explanation is Murray's. Pause. LEC 11 callback. This is mostly a mammal story because mammals have only one chromatophore type. The same scaling rule applied to fish or herp would be cleaner if the cell palette weren't already adding pattern dimensions. Then advance. Slide 18 is iSpots. Pre-pattern in butterflies. 2.5 minutes. This is the alternative logic to Turing. Show the bicyclist any nana image. Walk the explanation. The focal cell is a small group of cells in the late wing disc. It secretes a morphogen. Surrounding cells read the gradient and decide their identity from where they sit. Concentric pigment rings. That is positional information in the strict sense. Then deliver the experimental punchline. Brakefield, Carroll. Beldade, transplant experiments. Take a fragment of larval wing disc containing the focal cells. Graft it to a new location on another wing. An ectopic iSpot appears centered on the graft. The iSpot is positionally specified by the focal cells. Pause. Make the connection to mechanism layers explicit. The rings of an iSpot are not monochromatic. The inner black ring is melanin, LEC-8. The outer rings often involve structural color, LEC-9 and 10. So an iSpot is positional information saying where to put rings, plus mechanism saying how each ring colors itself. Both lectures stack. Then the contrast line. Same animal class as zebrafish. Completely different developmental logic. Total time 2.5 minutes. Slide 19 is plants. Mimulus. Positional info almost always. 90 seconds. Show the Mimulus Lewisii image. The pollinator attracting bullseye. Plants don't have migrating cells. Anthocyanin biosynthesis is decided locally, position by position, based on transcription factor gradients of MYB, BCLH, and WD40 proteins. Pure Wolpert. The contrast with animals is mechanistic. Animals migrate cells so they can self-organize. Plants don't migrate cells so they can't. Drop the receiver callback. The Mimulus bullseye is for the bumblebee. In BUV vision, LEC6 callback, the center is darker, UV-absorbing anthocyanin, and the periphery brighter. The bullseye is invisible to humans, but obvious to a foraging bee. Pollinator vision sets the receiver context for plant pattern. Pause. Then deliver the bridge to function. The Mimulus pattern exists for the bumblebee. Pattern plus receiver equals signal. That is next week. Then advance. Slide 20 is two recipes, same biosphere. The synthesis. 90 seconds. Show the four-panel layout. Self-organization side, Turing, with the angelfish and leopard. Pre-pattern side, Wolpert, with the bicyclist and the peacock eye spot. Then deliver the closing line. Most real animals use both, in different body regions. The same animal can be Turing on the body and Wolpert on the face. Pause. Then advance. Slide 21 is the project TPS. 3 minutes. This is the in-class touch point on the project. Read the three questions. Cell palette, which chromatophore types are present? Patterning rule, more positional or more self-organized? One testable prediction, what happens if you knock out a specific cell-cell interaction? Walk among the pairs. Listen for the most common error, which is collapsing pattern into color and skipping the cell palette question. Push them to identify chromatophore types from the photo. Iridescent blue means iridophore present. Matte black means melanophore dominant. Saturated red means erythrophore signal. Cold call two pairs after 3 minutes. Validate the answers visibly. Then deliver the line. The project framing is now structured. Three questions, every fish, every time. Bring your answers to Lab Wednesday. They will seed the project write-up. Slide 22 is looking ahead, day 2. 1 minute. The five bullets. Pattern blending, Murray scaling rule full version, evo-devo of butterflies, single gene flips, bridge to function. Then deliver the Tuesday tease. Entrance ticket Tuesday is predict the F1 hybrid pattern from two cichlid parents. Wait, actually two salmonid parents. Bring your intuition. Pause. Then advance. Slide 23 is the exit ticket. 90 seconds. Three options, students pick one. The Wolpert-Turing dichotomy questions force them to articulate the distinction. Option C lets them apply the framework to an organism of their choice. Submit on Brew and Learn before midnight. The framework you used in the project TPS is the framework you will use for the rest of the unit. Then deliver your closing. Today we made the move from mechanism to arrangement. We met two ways to build a pattern, Wolpert and Turing. We saw Kondo's proof. We saw cells migrating in real time. We saw the labyrinth. We saw Murray's body size rule. We saw the eye spot alternative. We saw plants doing pure positional. And we asked you to apply the whole framework to your own project specimen. Tuesday we go from arrangement to evolution. How does selection move animals through pattern space? See you Tuesday. Pause 2 seconds. Then dismiss. End of part 3 and end of LEC 12 prep. Total runtime estimate is approximately 54 minutes of class time, 6-minute buffer for the recap running long. If you hit 56 and the project TPS hasn't started, drop slide 19, the Mimulus plant slide. The plant story can move to Tuesday's day 2 deck without loss. Don't drop the project TPS. That is the slide you cannot cut. Final reminder. The opening 3 video slides are about 18 minutes total. If you are running long after slide 4, drop the BOP video and reclaim 90 seconds. You are ready. Go teach.